When the Roots were just getting started, we spent a year in England. We were so poor that when we looked at dirt, we were envious. We all lived crowded into a single flat. We ate chips with cheese and tomato sauce. While we were there, I fell in love with a South African girl. She had to leave to go home to vote in the election. It was the historic one that would end apartheid. I can't say I blamed her. She made me promise to go see a DJ named Abba Shanti, who performed at a place called House of Roots. I probably made a joke about the name. Rich went along with me. The place was a converted church. Abba Shanti was up at the pulpit with his back to the audience. He was facing the cross, flanked by absolutely huge speakers, unlike any other DJ I had ever seen.
He only used one turntable. That meant he had to pause between records, which created a great sense of theater. I was most taken by the way he used sound. Before he played records, he went to the control board and turned all the sliders down. He took off all the low frequencies. Then he took off all the mids. And all the highs. It was like an equalizer, but very muted. Then he picked up the microphone with his right hand. Spoke into it and the audience went nuts. Meanwhile, his left arm was dipping down into his box of 45s, and he picked up the record, put the B-side onto the turntable, and then put the needle on the vinyl, because he pulled all the sliders down. All you heard was the upper end of the spectrum, a little tinny noise. Midway through, he would turn up the middle of the range, the B-side, which was usually an instrumental version of the A-side, played out the way. Then he flipped to the A side, the real song, and he went to the bass. He turned that way up. The room exploded. Everybody was physically moved by the bass sound. You felt that in your innards. I'd never, ever, 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 ever experienced anything like that in my life. I was paralyzed.
Stuck in place, the same way that I would be a few years later when I heard J. Dilla in the parking lot.
I realized all at once
that sound was a psychological force, and also that it could be broken down into basic components. Rich was transformed by the experience too, an influenced mentor. He devoted himself to making the Roots the loudest live hip-hop band in the world. He said that he wanted people to have a colonic when we performed. Abba Shanti taught me that music could be reduced to a physical and almost sacred essence, and that you needed the bare minimum of equipment to communicate that essence.